We thank you for being our Savior. We thank you for being a God that loves us, a God that desires to speak to us, and not only speak to us, but listen to us. God, I thank you that you are Abba, that you are the good, good Father, that you are exactly who you say you are. Lord, your grace and your mercy are more than sufficient. And this morning, I pray that you will open up our ears, open up our hearts to receive exactly what you want to say to each one of us. I think it's amazing, Lord, that you can speak, God, and all of us can get something different. You and you alone are good. You and you alone are the one that redeemed and saved each one of us. And we thank you this morning. We pray these things by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. In Acts chapter 9, probably start reading at about verse 7. What I want to talk about this morning, probably a really, really familiar story. A lot of people will call this Paul's conversion, Paul on the road to Damascus. We understand that Paul's been killing Christians. Paul has been killing Christians because Jesus had came and Paul didn't understand the new way. Paul didn't understand who Jesus was. Paul was doing these things out of ignorance, but nevertheless, Paul was taking the life of many, many people, taking the lives of many people, and he was also putting a lot of people in prison and or jail. So in Acts chapter 9, verse 7, this is, we'll start at 6. This is Paul's been knocked off his animal. He is on the ground. A light has shined from heaven, and a voice is speaking to him in Acts chapter 9, verse 6. So he being Paul, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Your Bible may say hearing a sound, but seeing no one. Verse 8, then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were open, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Verse 10, now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him the Lord said in a vision, "Ananias," and he said, "Here I am, Lord." Verse 11, so the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, so that he might receive his sight. Verse 13, then Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm has been done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name." Verse 15, last verse, but the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings and the children of Israel." For the sake of time, in Acts chapter 9, verse 7, the Bible says that the men saw a light and heard a sound or voice, depending on what, which version of the Bible you read. In Acts chapter 22, verse 9, the Bible says that the men saw a light, but they heard no voice. But they heard no voice. In this situation, the Bible tells us, and when you go into a little study of it, is when the light shone on Paul and Jesus began to speak to Paul, the Bible is extremely clear and says that the men saw the light, but they did not hear the voice. The correct interpretation of that word instead of sound would be voice. So the men saw the light, but they did not hear the voice. Paul receives the instructions from the Lord that he says, "Listen, I've chosen you. I want you to go into the city. And when you're there, you'll be told what to do." And in verse 16, you have a man by the name of Ananias. In verse 15, you have a man by the name of Ananias that the Lord said, listen, I've chosen you. I want you to do this. And then Ananias argues back with the Lord and says, listen, this man can kill me. This man can put me in jail. He's causing harm. He's doing this, that, and the third. And Ananias told the Lord, listen, this man has authority. But the response from the Lord is what I want to focus on this morning. And the first word after Ananias is scared of Paul, he's scared of Paul's authority, he's scared of the situation that he's in, the Bible says that the Lord said to Ananias, go. Go. What is the word go? Go is an action word. Go is a word that commands us to go, to literally get from the place that you're in and to move forward. You see, why I know that the Lord loves us to be honest with him is Ananias in this situation, no doubt, is doing what many of us would do. He's scared. He's worried. He's complaining before the Lord. And that's exactly what I believe I would have done. I would have reminded the Lord, listen, Lord, this man could throw me back in jail. This man could take my life. This man could harm my family. Lord, are you sure of your command? Lord, are you sure of the plan that you told me? Lord, are you sure you have this under control? How many of us today can say that we've had that conversation with the Lord? Lord, are you sure you want me to take this job? Lord, are you sure you want me to let this opportunity pass by? Lord, are you sure you want me to give my 10%? To the church? Lord, are you sure that I'll be able to make it on the 90% left over? Lord, are you sure you're able to provide for me? Lord, are you sure you're able to bring that family member back home? Lord, are you sure that you're able to take care of my children? Lord, are you sure? In other words, Lord, do you really have this under control? Think about it. The one that set the moon, that set the stars, that made the ocean separate from the land, the one that is the great artist, the one that makes everything fall into place. We have the conversation with him. Lord, are you sure? Lord, are you really, really sure? Lord, are you capable to do exactly what you've told us that you're going to do? And God's response back to Ananias is go. I can hear Ananias say, listen, but Paul, or in this case, Saul, has the authority to put me in jail. And God's response back to that is go. You see, this morning, many of us think that the enemy has the authority. Many of us think the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or this person or that person has authority to make things happen in our life. And maybe they do, but God has supreme authority. It's God that is the one that has our best interest at heart. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, God's not going to explain things to us. Sometimes he's just going to say, go. Sometimes God is going to look at us and just say, Sister Angela, go. Coach, go. Kevin, go. Alex, go. Because he wants to see if we're willing to just simply act by faith. When Paul was blinded, the Bible says that for 3 days and 3 nights, he was without his vision. And I think about Paul sometimes, and I think about the things that had to happen when he was blind, when he couldn't see. I could imagine how scared he was. I could imagine how overwhelmed he was. I could imagine how beat down he was, how he thought his life would never be the same, how he looked at his situation from the vantage point of, listen, I've lost everything. You see, back then they didn't have Braille. They didn't have these different animals to help them along their way. Paul went from having everything to having absolutely nothing. But the Bible says in a couple chapters over that while Paul was without sight, that Jesus, that God was still speaking to him. You see, God was still speaking to Saul when he lost his sight. He was still comforting him. He was still giving him revelations. He was still encouraging him, because when he talked to Ananias, he said, listen, this man has seen a vision of a man coming to pray for him. Brothers and sisters, this morning, the first thing that I can think that we would learn from Ananias is that when God told him to go, is Ananias had to be willing to accept the word of the Lord. Ananias was scared. He was questioning the Lord. He was worried. No doubt he was fearful. And he was real with God. And I think we need to be real with God. I think we need to tell God exactly how we feel. Not because God doesn't know, but for us to explain to him, for us to be willing to be real with ourselves. The reason that we're honest with God is not to reveal anything to God. It's to reveal things to ourselves. It's to make ourselves realize. It's to make ourselves see exactly how we're feeling. In other words, to see exactly the position that we're in. Ananias complained to the Lord. Ananias told God, listen, this man has authority. And I believe the first thing that God said to him was go, is because God wanted Ananias to accept that he was the one with the authority. He wanted Ananias to accept and to go into action and to believe that when he went, God was able to make things happen. Brothers and sisters, I promise you, the reason some of the things in our lives aren't moving, the reason some of us haven't seen breakthrough, the reason some of us haven't received that blessing on the other side is because we're allowing the enemy to make us sit still. We're allowing the enemy to cause us to be stagnant. We're allowing the enemy to make us so fearful that we won't take that first step of action. With our kids sometimes, we'll be talking to them and Joshua or Isabel may say, but I'm scared to do it. But I don't know how to do it. But daddy, mom, what if, what if, what if, what if? And all we ask out of them is that they're willing to try. They're willing to take a step in the right direction. It may be a baby step, but it's still a step. And Ananias, when his life hung in the balance, the greatest thing God could tell him was go. And I believe it's still one of the greatest words that God can tell you and me this morning is go. It's get out of the thinking, get out of the illusion that we're in our comfort zone. You see, a lot of us are okay going to work 9 to 5 or whatever it may be, doing the same old, but I promise you, when God's telling us to do something, if we're willing to step out sometimes, God is faithful to make things line up after we step out. You see, it's not faith if God makes everything look in order before we step out. It's not faith if God makes the road absolutely beautiful before we step out. But it is faith when God sees us take a step, then he makes things fall in order. Ananias, the Bible says that God tells him to go and go do the things that I'm telling you, Ananias, because I've told this man what's going to happen and because I'm the one that has the real authority. And the Bible says that Ananias goes in and he tells Paul, listen, Paul, I'm here because God has sent me. What Ananias learned is if God is the one that sent me, then God is the one that will deliver me. If God is the one that told me to step out in faith, then God is the one that'll make sure things happen. The Bible says that Ananias lays his hands on Saul. Saul receives his sight and his life is never the same again. Because one man received a word, go. Then 2/3 of the New Testament was written. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, God has placed people in our lives. He's placed men and women and boys and girls in our life that he's told us to go pray, go give, go love, go forgive, go, go, go. It's a word that makes us take action. The Bible says faith without works is dead. James said, listen, you show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Can we work our way into heaven? Absolutely not. But when the Son of God, when Jesus lives on the inside of us, then things have to look different. It doesn't mean that we're not scared. It doesn't mean we're not worried. It doesn't mean that we don't think bad thoughts, or we don't have bad days, we don't have bad moments. It doesn't mean that we'll never sin again. But it does mean when God of all creation says take action, then we need to take action. Our best interests are at the heart of God. And I believe the reason a lot of us, myself included, don't go and do what God tells us to is because we don't fully understand that God has our best interest at heart. We don't understand the goodness of God. We don't understand the heart of Abba. But this morning, I want to encourage us to know that God of all creation, Yahweh himself, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, the God of all gods, the King of all kings, has your and my best interest at heart. He wants us to accept the fact that he'll never send us somewhere that he's not able to protect us. He'll never command us to do something that he will not be faithful to make sure that thing happens. This morning in closing, I think about Ananias arguing with the Lord, and I've had many of those arguments. I think about Ananias saying, God, are you sure? And I love how God didn't condemn him or God didn't beat him down. Lord, are you sure? This man has authority, and God's greatest word back to him was go. Lord, are you sure? Because I'm scared, and God's greatest word was go. I believe what the scripture is showing us today is tell God exactly how you feel. Tell God your worries, your things you're scared of, things you're fearful of. Tell God everything that's on your heart. But as soon as God says, listen, go, accept that word, accept his authority, accept that he loves you and me. And if we'll do these things and take that first step, then we serve a God that says, listen, if you'll come after me, I'll come after you. We serve a God today that if we're willing to take that first step, then he will order each and every one of our steps. David was scared to be king. And then look what happens. God turns him into a man that's after his own heart. Jesus, no doubt, had adversity in his life, but he lived a sinless life. A perfect life for you and me today. Let's pray. God, I thank you. God, I thank you that even despite of my voice going in and out, God, that you're still right there telling us to take action, telling us to speak, telling us to believe, telling us to go. Lord, I pray for a heart, for my brothers and sisters, that we can accept your authority, that we can accept your goodness, that we can accept your love, we can accept your forgiveness, we can accept your redeeming power. And this morning, Lord, I pray that as you tell us to go, we will step out. And God, that we'll be like Ananias. We'll be honest, but then we'll go. We'll talk to you about our fears and our worries, but then we will go. And I thank you, God, that none of us are too young and none of us are too old to still hear the word of the Lord. I thank you that you speak to us and that you continue to talk to each one of us. And I thank you that you are good all by yourself. We pray these things by faith, giving you all glory and all honor because you deserve it all. In Jesus' name, amen.